We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the state's controversial abortion ban into law yesterday. The ban makes it a felony for doctors in the state to perform an abortion in all cases, with the only exception being when the life of the mother is threatened. It does not include exceptions in cases of rape or incest. There have been threats of legal challenges, which of course they're going to challenge it, by civil rights groups already, and the ban is likely to head to the courts. So that's the latest on that. Two window washers. This is a job I would never want to do. They were working in Oklahoma City in a high-rise, and they were saved in dramatic fashion yesterday after the basket platform they were in whipped back and forth by heavy winds. They had winds that they were dealing with. They were 50 stories up, and it was just like, bang, bang. Oh, I'm getting sick right now thinking about that.
I can't even watch window washers. Yeah, whenever I see them on the side of buildings, I always have to look away because it's so scary.
That's like stuff you see on television and movies.
Here's what happened. First responders threw balls of coiled up rope down the window to the washers, and they were able to kind of like secure the ropes to try to make it so that the little thing they were in was not rocking back and forth, so it's a little bit stable. Still keep in mind, they're up 50 stories in the air. But the good thing is they were able to get it to stop moving within 50 minutes, pretty quick if you ask me. The fire department was able to rescue the two individuals, and thankfully both were unhurt. I guarantee they were shaken up.
Oh my goodness, I bet they were.
Do you think you can return to a job like that when that happens?
I just really, there are so many jobs that are so hard and, you know, that no one else would want to do, and I just always think about the people that do them.
I hope this happens now with the FCC. Billions of robocalls are received across the U.S. monthly. How often do you guys get a robocall where it looks almost like your phone number? You know what I mean?
Every other day, probably.
I hate that, don't you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I just block them.
Yeah.
But it's not the same number. I did that too. Like, do not pick them up. That way they know your line's active. But you block it, but then you get a call from a different number.
Dude. Right.
It sucks.
Last week I got a couple unknown caller. Like, it didn't even have the number, just said unknown.
Was that the
unknown
family in China that uses your phone?
Dude,
and
I don't know, but I haven't gotten one of those in a long time.
Interesting. They've been missing you. The FCC announced that they will be voting in June on whether to let wireless carriers block spam calls by default. Isn't this an obvious 100% vote yes, let's do that? Which result in spam calls being blocked. As of now, the only way to stop robocalls is to go through your carrier or download third-party apps. That would be really convenient. Okay. When people want something, they'll pretty much snitch on anything. A vehicle owned by a brewery company in North Carolina was returned in less than an hour after the brewery offered a, quote, keg party to whoever found it. The Unknown Brewing Company, that's their name, took to social media to ask for help searching for their van after it was stolen by three people. The post was shared hundreds of times within like 10 minutes. More than 15 people called in tips about the van, and soon an Instagram user found it. They took a picture and put it online. This led to the vehicle being found in 42 minutes.
You know, that's really impressive.
Social media is great nowadays as far as, like, we're able to catch these just dirty people that are doing these terrible crimes. Now, this wouldn't be a terrible crime, but you don't steal a van, a beer van. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get your drink on.
You're an idiot because, like, their label is plastered all over it. So it's, like, gonna be so easy to find.
Like,
spot.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Coffee, something which we've not had really recently because we had somebody move it in our building, but we did find it. Ha ha. Joke's on you, sucker. Well, this is something we can maybe put into our little K-Cups. Hostess is now selling Ding Dong and Twinkie-flavored coffee. Can I get an amen?
That sounds nasty.
All right, guess it's just going to be me.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, right. Now, are you more a fan of the Hostess, like the Ding Dong? What do you want?
I would probably, you said Twinkie, right?
Yeah, they're going to have Ding Dongs, Twinkies, Snowballs, and Honey Buns.
Twinkie for sure.
Oh, man. You guys would like Twinkies.
Give me that Ding Dong. Oh, yeah, Twinkies are great.
Yuck.
Okay, whatever. You don't know what you're missing. More for us. And finally, in Joe's Need to Know News, a new survey conducted by Saks Media Group just in time for summertime found that 51% of people in the survey reported using public swimming pools as communal bathtubs.
Ew.
They also use the pools as substitutes for showering as well as cleaning off after working out. When dirt, sweat, and personal care products and other things are on our bodies react with chlorine, there's less chlorine available to kill the germs. Rinsing off for just 1 minute in a shower removes most of the dirt from your body along with sweat or anything else that happens to be on it. Now, to make matters worse in the survey, they also found that about 40% of Americans have peed in the pool as an adult.
Yep,
I have done that.
Yeah, I pee in the pool. I don't
as
mind.
As an adult?
Yeah.
What? I have not.
Why? You don't wear... Oh, you're a liar.
I am not a liar.
You never pee in the pool?
Even as a kid, I don't think I've ever peed in the pool.
I believe that.
Why, do you think the chlorine was going to burn it or something?
No, you don't pee in the pool.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I believe Porkchop, too.
There's just everything wrong with it.
And he's just that kind of lame.
I've never actually even peed in the ocean. Actually, maybe one time peed in the ocean, but I've never peed in a lake.
I've pooped in a lake.
I pooped in a lake, too, yeah.
I have to, actually.
It was hard underwater. The pressure was amazing.
Yeah, it's very weird to do.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Then it has to float away.
But I had to. I didn't have an option.
Yeah, I didn't have an option either.
Little turtle head.
So the majority of people have done that?
Well, it sounds like it.
I had to because we were in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, there's no bathroom.
Oh, same.
Man. Remind me not to go swimming with y'all.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com.